Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Dave and Doreen along with Marcus. And it's time for your entertainment news, your Hollywood update. The Tortured Poets Department broke Spotify's record for the most streamed album in a single day on April 19th, surpassing a record previously held by Taylor Swift's previous release, 2022 Midnights. And while Spotify didn't say exactly how many streams the album had, they said it was the first one ever to surpass 300 million daily streams.
Wow.
300 million. Now, it also broke Taylor Swift's own sales records, the new release, in addition to several platform single-day streaming records. The Billboard magazine people report the album sold 1.4 million copies in traditional album sales on the day of its release. 1.4 million units were moved, making it the biggest sales week in the United States for any of her albums.
Well, she's popular. And, I don't know why she's so angry, though.
Well, that's the next story. An analysis of her music has found that she's swearing more with each album. While she hardly swore on her first four albums, she dropped the F-bomb over 20 times in the Tortured Poets Department. She swore less than 20 times on each album up until the release of Midnight. She swore almost 40 times on Midnight, almost 60 times on the Tortured Poets Department. Of course, included in there the F-bombs that she dropped. Jimmy Kimmel last night talked about Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, who dropped a new double album called the Tortured Poets Department. It's already making history. Spotify announced that the new album broke a record with 300 million streams in a single day. That's more streams than your uncle with the enlarged prostate.
And Kimmel also talked about the original meaning of the term Swiftie. There was an original meaning.
Taylor Swift is so big right now. It's like Michael Jackson level big. Yesterday I was driving, I saw this bumper sticker. It said Proud Swiftie, and I was confused for a minute. I was trying to figure out why the old guy driving around in a Ford Escort had a POW-themed Taylor Swift sticker on his car. Turns out Swiftie was originally a nickname for veterans who served on Swift boats in Vietnam, but it's almost impossible to find that online. Even if you search Vietnam Swiftie, you get the Twitter account for the largest community of Swifties in Vietnam.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what a Swiftie was. That's what it meant. Still is.
Yeah.
All right, Valerie Bertinelli's making the rounds. She talked to us last week. Well, she was on the Drew Barrymore show. And she's currently dating a guy 10 years younger than she is. And she is obsessed with how hot he is.
He was not supposed to. No, I was not going to date. I was going to die with my six cats and my dog and be very happy alone.
Okay.
He was not supposed to come into my life.
And then
here he is. He's 10 years younger.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So what's he like?
He is amazing. He would like to think he's complicated and brooding, but he's thoughtful and kind and ridiculously talented. He's an amazing writer. He's gorgeous. Like, so hot. He does it for me. Big time.
And that is important.
Yes, yes.
I'm realizing now that that is a factor.
But I think we all have our type. Like, he's just hot. Mm. And he's just too, you know, he's probably backstage blushing right
By
now.
By the way, we have Lava in the building.
Have you seen him? Have you seen a picture of him?
No, I haven't. Okay. I have to look him up. What's his name again? Something good?
Good enough, yeah.
I'll just look at Valerie. Valerie's
By the way,
new man.
She met her new boyfriend after following him on Instagram.
Tell us how you met, because I heard a little bit. Is this true?
Instagram.
It went down in the DMs.
Well, I started following him on Twitter back in 2016 or 17.
Okay.
He has an amazing Twitter following. He's very funny, very acerbic, and political at that time.
Uh-huh. Funny is everything.
Funny is everything, yeah. And I started following him. I was like, there's something about this guy. I got to know more about him. Like, and I kind of got little butterflies when I followed him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't follow me back for 2 years.
Timing is everything.
And then he started DMing me once in a while and then started following my Instagram account. I followed him first there again.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would just DM once in a while, just like sweet little nice comments. Nothing like pushy. No, nothing at all. Like really friendly. Like he didn't want to get involved with anybody either.
He's fine. He's very normal looking. Mm-hmm. Like,
so she doesn't have a type. Like, he doesn't look like Eddie Van Halen or like her previous husband, maybe?
I'd have to put him side by side.
All right. She did talk about her first commercial that she ever made, and it was for JCPenney.
It was a commercial for JCPenney's.
Oh!
How old were you? Like barely 12.
Really?
Yes, and I got the job because I actually fit in the clothes, which is ironic, because all about like food and clothing and feeling uncomfortable in your body, and here I get the job because I fit the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Valerie Bertinelli. On the Kelly Clarkson Show, Tracy Morgan. He says he tells 400 random people a day that he loves them.
You make everybody laugh and we think, oh, you're hilarious.
I tell 400 people a day I love them. Yeah. Strangers.
I'm like, you run into 400 people a day?
Because I love you.
Not enough time.
Nobody's getting hurt.
Yeah.
Nobody got hurt. Some people need to hear that. There's somebody out here to love you, man.
Yeah.
You don't know where people are in their lives.
Sometimes people don't get to hear it.
Okay, first of all, who runs into 400 people a day? You know what I mean? And if Tracy Morgan says he loves you, does that make you feel better or make you feel just a little weird?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. George Lopez on the Jennifer Hudson Show says people stop him and tell him he looks like an old George Lopez.
I just think people, you know, they feel so comfortable, you know, like they would say to me, you know, has anybody ever told you you look like an old George Lopez? And I'm like, yeah. I say, yeah.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you don't die, man.
All right, Anne Hathaway discussed the evolution of chemistry tests when it comes to acting in an interview with V Magazine, sharing her own experience from about 25 years ago. She didn't mention specific films, but she revealed, this is Anne Hathaway, that she was once asked to kiss multiple men during auditions to find the right co-star. I was told, we have 10 guys coming in today and you're cast already. You get to make out with all of them. Aren't you excited? And I thought, maybe there's something wrong with me because I wasn't excited. I thought it sounded gross.
Yeah.
Anne Hathaway.
It's like being on The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
And Delta Burke, known for her role on Designing Women, disclosed her struggles with weight, revealing on a podcast that she resorted to using crystal meth to lose weight.
What?
Delta Burke explained how her weight loss journey began with prescribed pills while studying acting in London. And then speed in the early 80s. And then she turned to crystal meth, which she says she consumed in cranberry juice to suppress her appetite. She said, they were still saying your butt's too big, your legs are too big. And I now look back at those pictures and think, I was a goddess.
Yeah.
Delta Burke went on to achieve success with Designing Women, earning 2 Emmy nominations. Wow.
That's desperate.
Isn't that desperate?
Wow.
The name of the podcast is Glamorous Trash, by the way. And that is your entertainment news, your Hollywood update for a Tuesday, April 23rd.